Well, so what? I don't know. 3 or 4 months ago, I was standing in this very same place with Matt Lawford, and we're here again now on a Wednesday evening in Colchester. And Matt is the bike guru. And 3 or 4 months ago, it was 4 months ago, we were doing that. We were getting very excited about the start of the Bike Guru Cafe. So Matt, so the past 3 or 4 months, what's happened?
Over the past 3 months, we started really slow. We had a great opening party, but we haven't really spent any money on advertising. So it was all through word of mouth and through our boards that we made up and through social media like Twitter and Facebook that people started to find out about us. It took a fair few weeks before the bikes started turning up, but when they did, they came thick and fast, and good news travels fast. So it just got busier and busier and busier, and of course now we're at our closing party. It's been our busiest period. It's been fantastic, great opportunity being in here.
It's almost at the end of the residency down here at the Hidden Kiosk, which is in between First Sight and the old bus station in Colchester. And the original plan, Matt, was for you to be here for 3 months. As you mentioned, it took off really quite well, so you've had 4 months here. So 4 months of serving coffee, we could just hear your wonderful machine splurting and making all the right noises that coffee machines can do.
Oh, yeah.
And also servicing bikes. So what have you been learning for the past 3-4 months? What have you found? Is this a kind of business idea that is sustainable here in Colchester?
I think given the right premises in the right place, this would be fantastic. It's something that Colchester didn't know it needed, and when it's now it's found it, there's milk and sugar whatnot there. Now that it's been found by the people of Colchester, they love it and they need this space for somewhere to come and hang out, listen to music, drink a coffee, get their bike serviced. They didn't know we were here. When they found us, they didn't go, they stayed and they kept coming back. So our regulars just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
And what I think has been really good to observe has been how, apart from the coffee and the cycling, there's almost a whole new sort of breed of people have come down here. And so you've had the breakdowners, the body poppers, people with the music and the cinema stuff. So it's been quite a little lively social part of the town.
Oh, yeah.
Which wouldn't be here otherwise.
Well, yeah, we like to mix it up. We put in various things and people just come and use it. I mean, the breakdancing just started one day. We were finishing a bit earlier. We put the loud music on outside with the speakers, and then all of a sudden Chris or Monkey came and said, do you mind if we use your speakers to break to? And we were like, no, go ahead. And it attracted crowd. They were doing lessons out there. It was great. It was really good fun, really good atmosphere. And they came down every Friday until it got far too cold to even stand outside, let alone move. And the Wednesday nights have been fantastic. Every week has been a different band, and then we've had N64 gaming nights, retro gaming, cinema nights showing fixed gear films and various cycle influenced film. It's been great. Yeah, it's good to mix things up because then you get to see what works, what doesn't, what people want, what they don't. And so far we haven't actually found anything people don't like, so it's very difficult to fit it all in. There you go. I mean, it's been great. Really good fun.
Quite soon, the shutters are very, very soon. They're going to come down for the final time at the Bike Guru Cafe.
Yeah.
But we say the final time. Really, it's not really the end. It's the start, hopefully, of something a bit grander. So,
hell yeah.
What kind of plans have we got for the Bike Guru Cafe moving forward in Colchester?
The Bike Guru Cafe is going to be more centralised, so it's going to have more going on in it. It's going to have an indoor seating area, which scared off a few people here. From that, we'll then be putting on Rollerpalooza, which is roller racing. We'll show more films. We'll have live bands, and we'll be open later every day of the week. So we'll be open Sundays. We'll have more mechanics, more stuff, more cycle stuff, which will start things off. So free bike hire, for instance, with Keep Colchester Cycling, we'll host their bikes. We'll have more space, more people, more time. Just, do more.
Any location yet that's been sourced, or are you still hunting around?
Nope, found some wonderful places, just haven't found our investor yet. So if there are any out there, please come and knock on my door.
So the space is there to be used.
Yep, there are spaces there. There's lots of empty spaces in Colchester, and it seems a shame to leave Colchester so barren. So it'd be nice to fill one of those spaces.
There'll be a true hyper-local business, so also employing local people, your own local knowledge.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
something worth taking forward, definitely.
Offer training and all sorts of things. It's not just about making a quick buck here and there. It's offering something new that Colchester doesn't have yet. So looking forward to the future.
Okay, Matt, so that is Matt the Bike Guru. You can find him on Twitter or Facebook, just do a search for the Bike Guru. I think congratulations for all that you've achieved down here in the 4 months. You've kept this going and
thanks,
you've improved
buddy.
It week in, week out, and it's been a huge success. And yeah, long may your coffee machine continue to splurt out at us.
Cheers, Jase.